compelling and powerful testimony from the highest ranking official in the Minneapolis Police Department speaking out against one of his own. Chief Madaria Arredondo took swift action in the days following Floyd's death last May, saying in a statement, quote, "This was murder. It was not lack of training." Today, he doubled down, saying Chauvin's tactic of putting his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes violated departmental policy. Chief Arredondo was one of three witnesses who took the stand today at the start of week two of the trial. The theme today was police training and use of force, and the defense tried to poke some holes into the prosecution's argument. News Nation correspondent Janelle Fort is live in Minneapolis tonight with the latest. Janelle.
Well, Nicole and Rob, what we can expect throughout the rest of the week here is expert analysis. We'll likely hear from medical experts as well as police experts, and they'll both go and talk about medical experts talking about what the direct cause of George Floyd's death was, while police experts talking about training and use of force and arguing that the actions of Derek Chauvin were unnecessary in that incident on May 25th.
It's a rare move for a case like this one. Top brass testifying against a former officer.
Do you have an opinion as to whether the defendant violated MPD departmental policy 7-350 by failing to render aid to Mr. Floyd?
I agree that the defendant violated our policy in terms of rendering aid.
On day six of testimony in the Derek Chauvin trial, we're seeing a stark contrast from the emotional testimonies we heard last week. The prosecution now shifting gears to proving what happened between former officer Chauvin and George Floyd should be considered manslaughter and murder.
The original reason for the call was a response regarding a counterfeit situation at the store at the intersection of 38th in Chicago.
In terms of the deployment of your resources at the Minneapolis Police Department and as chief, how do you rate, I guess, the severity of that offense, the seriousness of that offense?
It would probably not rise to the level of, and particularly in light of last year, the level of violent crime that we've experienced in the city, but it. We would certainly respond to it, but it would not rise to the level in terms of severity of the crime here.
The chief's testimony focusing on the department's policy and training on use of force and de-escalation.
Once there was no longer any resistance, and clearly when Mr. Floyd was no longer responsive and even motionless, to continue to apply that level of force to a person proned out, handcuffed behind their back, that in no way, shape, or form is anything that is by policy, is not part of our training, and it is certainly not part of our ethics or our values.
The prosecution began the day with Dr. Bradford Legenfield on the stand. He's the ER doctor who tried to resuscitate Floyd.
He was in cardiac arrest.
His testimony addressing a large part of the trial and a key component to whether Chauvin will be convicted. What killed Floyd? The prosecution argues he died as a direct result of Chauvin kneeling on his neck, while the defense says it was drugs and other health issues.
Was your leading theory then for the cause of Mr. Floyd's cardiac arrest oxygen deficiency?
That was one of the more likely possibilities. I felt that at the time, based on the information I had, it was more likely than the other possibilities.
And doctor, is there another name for death by oxygen deficiency?
Asphyxia.
Now, the last witness on the stand, Minneapolis Police Inspector Katie Blackwell, she once oversaw training within the department, and she also argued that Chauvin holding Floyd down that long was nothing that he learned during training. Again, trial is wrapped for today. It will reconvene tomorrow morning here in Minneapolis. Reporting for News Nation, Janelle Ford, back to you.